Please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close the eyes. Take few deep, long breaths. Let go. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil, and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a strong determination to practice meditation every day. Regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice to keep yourself well, happy, peaceful, and balanced. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, we are going to do our morning chanting. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhan saranam gacchami, Dhamman saranam gacchami, Sangham saranam gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhan saranam gacchami, Dutiyampi Sammam saranam gacchami, Dutiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddham saranam gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammam saranam gacchami, Tatiyampi Sangham saranam gacchami,
අනිච්චවත සංඛාරා උපාද වය ධම්මි උපංජිත්වා නිරුජ්ජන්ති තේසං උප සමෝසුකෝ සම්බේ සන්තා අවේරා හොන්තු සම්බේ සන්තා අභ්‍යාපජ්ජා හොන්තු සම්බේ සන්තා අනීගා හොන්තු සම්මේ සන්තා සුඛියතානං පරිහරන්තු මනෝපුබ්බං ගමාදම්මා මනෝසෙට්ටා මනෝමයා මනසාචේ පදුත්තේන භාසතිවා කරෝතිවා තතෝනං දුක්ඛ මන්වේති යංකං වහතෝ පදං මනෝ පුබ්බං ගමාදම්මා මනෝ සෙට්ටා මනෝමයා මනසාචේ පසන්නේන භාසතිවා කරෝතිවා තතෝනං සුඛ මන්වේති ඡායාව අනපායිනි
We believe. Wish. Hey, good morning everybody. Today I'm a little under the weather. So 2 days ago I came home from Sri Lanka because I was participating the 40th anniversary of my school, and I'm the first student of the school. So therefore, I went to Sri Lanka for 5 days. So I feel physically exhausted, just being back and forth. Anyway, what is called this one? What is this? Singing ball. What is this? Mallet. What is this? Book, right? So you can see so many different items. And also there are so many different items around you. You can see this building, you can see these fans and colors and lanterns, Christmas tree. Lots of things here in this room. Those are little material things. But we recognize them. Looking at this tree, we call the Christmas tree. Right? So if there is no Christmas this season, if there is a tree, what we call it? We call the Christmas tree? Tree. Yeah, just a tree, right? Just a tree. Yeah, it's very interesting. During the time and the season, we change the name. All those things we have around us, they are conditions. So this, you know, singing bowl, we call the ball singing bowl, but it is a condition. This is my water bottle. It is a condition. Right? And also, this condition, now I'm using this the bottle a couple of years. I call in this condition, it is my water bottle. Right? So, before this water bottle produced somewhere in a company, did I call it my water bottle? No, right? I cannot remember I paid for this. But I'm using it last many years. Now think about, I can see Kim is looking at me. And so, now, when Kim come and try to take this bottle, I said, Kim, no way, this is my water bottle. You cannot take it, right? This is mine. Now, think about this condition. I can create happiness and I can create unhappiness because I label it, it is mine. So it's very interesting for me to observe when I'm traveling around. I know traveling is fun and same time is exhausting. And, you know, because I do lots of traveling compared to other people. So last week when I was in Sri Lanka, I was thinking these travel experiences always giving me some new wisdom, new spiritual understanding. So I was in a big ceremony that school, 40th anniversary. So now most of my adult life, I used to live out of Sri Lanka. So therefore my head is so conditioned to American culture. Why is that? Most of my adult life, I used to live here. Certain things when I go to Sri Lanka, even those are my roots, I feel annoying. Why? It is not my comfort zone anymore. Right? So when I come here, now I'm so used to do things here, I'm comfortable whatever I'm doing here now. Why? I'm so used to it. So whatever I feel comfortable here, when I go and try to do in Sri Lanka, then definitely they are going to excommunicate me. Therefore, I play smart. When I'm in this culture, in that condition, I act, I'm a perfect Sri Lankan. So otherwise, I cannot survive there. So when I come here, I don't do those things at all. Right? Why? I'm living in the different culture. So these things we made, this condition, for our convenience. I was thinking, now this is holiday season. these holidays also some kind of conditions. So before I come to this country, I didn't have any idea about Christmas. I know there is a Christmas somewhere, but it is not for my cultural background. I didn't celebrate Christmas. I know Christmas season, but certain areas in Sri Lanka, more those Catholic people living, they celebrate Christmas. But most of the Buddhist communities, they don't, because 70% of the population is a Buddhist. So now everything is conditioned. Here, Christmas time, lots of conditions are happening. Now think about all those conditions we created for our convenience, what we are doing now with those conditions. You attach to it, then when you attach to it, what will happen? Yes. So when you attach those conditions, then you have expectation from it. Then those expectations are not fulfilled. Then what will happen? Sad, upset, mad, angry. So therefore, when Jesus was born into this world, did he ask anybody, please celebrate my birthday? Right? I don't know, because I'm not coming from your background. I don't think Jesus ever asked to celebrate my birthday. Then I don't think Jesus ever asked, everybody has to share the gifts. If you don't give gift a mother, I'm a Jesus, I'm going to be mad. I don't think Jesus were thinking those kind of things. And now think about the Prince Siddhartha was born into this world, then he was asking, after 2,500 years later, everybody has to celebrate my birthday, otherwise I will give you all the Buddhist kick for everybody if you are not celebrating my birthday. I don't believe, Buddha or Jesus asked that. Who made these things then? We did it. Whatever we created, we are keep doing it. Now this human condition we created in this universe, how dangerous we are really believing it as it is real. Now think about, now Christmas is coming. How do you feel now? Silly. Okay, go ahead. Keep telling me. Because as I said, when, 21 years ago, when I come to this area, I didn't have right bell, I didn't have any idea about Christmas. And so now I have an idea about the Christmas. Now, most of my holiday time in Sri Lanka, they are not in my head anymore. Why is that? I am not available every day to those conditions. So I was in Sri Lanka doing that ceremony. Can you believe how conditioned my mind is? While I was in the ceremony, I was thinking, I want to call the monks at the temple. I want to ask them to put the Christmas tree up. It is so silly. It is so silly to me. I was in that ceremony. Hundreds of thousands of people. I'm thinking myself, I want to ask monks to put the Christmas tree up. So then I was thinking, what's wrong? Not wrong, what's going on in my mind? Why? Being here in this country, now I'm so used to your cultural background. Now I am believing it. But I know if I don't put the Christmas tree up, I'm totally fine. It is not my whole life. I can live without it too. Now why I'm doing these things? Because of the season. To make other people happy. Because I know most of people who come to the temple, if you see the Christmas light, then you feel that festive energy. People need that. Those are conditions. So what I'm asking you, because of these conditions, don't believe without these conditions I cannot survive. Yes, you can. Now think about Christmas is coming. Many people feel, I'm waiting for this season, especially kids, right? You have that time. How about adults? Are you excited? Some people are. All the time, are you excited Christmas coming? Yeah, some people excited, some people not. So, my experience, now Christmas time, some people are very excited about Christmas. Some people come to me before the Christmas, oh my God, Bhante, Christmas is coming, I'm so stressed out. That is before Christmas. Then after Christmas, then temple open. Then people come to me, oh my, Bhante, it is over. I'm so happy, Christmas is over. Now, after Christmas also, still they are stressed out. Before Christmas, they are stressed out. After Christmas, they are stressed out. What are the things you are stressed out for during the Christmas? Buying gift. Why? You have to spend some money. Let's go now. Okay, now buying a gift is a fun thing. It's fun, right? But after you share in the gift, what is going on? Expectation. So now think about, you are giving a gift to your mother. So if your mother is not appreciating your gift, what will happen? You are very sad. So one of my friends told me, she was so excited to give a book for the Christmas as a gift for the mother. So then mother accepted that anyway, the gift. You know, after Christmas, she went to the house, mother's house, to do the cleaning. She's an elderly woman. Can you believe? Then she's trying to take the garbage out. Her gift was in the garbage bin. Now what happened now? Really sad. So then she asked, why you put my gift in the garbage bin? Then mother said, I don't like it. This is not what I want. Now think about, because of these conditioned things, people lose their peaceful mind. So young man told me, he didn't have that much money to buy a Christmas gift. However, he did it. Then he was thinking, I don't have expensive Christmas wrapping to wrap. Then what he did, just for fun, I want to be smart, he used all the newspaper articles to wrap the Christmas gift. In the Christmas day, he was so, you know, happy because he invented something new. He was excited about it. But family was so upset with him. So family was screaming and yelling at him during the Christmas morning, you are disrespecting to our Christmas culture, wrapping all the gifts on the newspaper articles. So then he said, my whole Christmas ruined because of that, because whatever I did, they are not appreciated. Now think about all the conditioned things people are believing it is as a truth. It is not. So there's another beautiful story I think I shared many times at the temple. There was a rich father. He bought some Christmas gift. Then he was thinking, before the Christmas, I'm going to wrap. So he purchased very expensive gold wrappings. One evening, the father coming home after work, then he saw 3 years old, the little girl, grab all the expensive Christmas wrapping, she's cutting them. Father was so mad and yelled at this, you know, little girl and asked, why you destroy this expensive Christmas paper wrapping? Then little girl said, Daddy, Daddy, I'm making a Christmas gift for you. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, father was mad. He just walked away. Christmas morning came. This little girl woke up early morning. She came down from the upstairs and said to the father, Daddy, Merry Christmas. This is your gift. She gave a nice little box. Father was so excited to receive the gift. Then father opened the gift. He saw empty box. Now what happened in the Christmas Day morning? He was so upset because this little girl making a joke with me in the Christmas Day. Then father yelled at this little girl, "Why you behave like this? When you are giving a gift, you have to put something into the box. Otherwise, it's a really disrespecting." Then this little girl started to cry in the Christmas Day morning and said, "Daddy, I don't have money to buy a Christmas gift for you. But last night, I didn't sleep. I blew so many kisses into this box." So that story says, that after that story, father couldn't handle that pain. He kept this Christmas gift, that box, next to his bed until he passed. Now think about sometime we are really believing these material things, these conditions are our ultimate happiness. It is not. So therefore, whatever we call the conditions, don't attach to them. So we have to count all the qualities. Now, you know, if you don't have money to give, buy gifts, go and give a hug. So I'm a hugger, you know, but not in Sri Lanka, right? You know, when people go to Sri Lanka, I say, "Don't hug me," right, Kelly? "And don't touch me." You know, I'm always warning people when they go to Sri Lanka. It's a different culture. But here, I'm hugging everybody. This morning, when people running to me to hug, I said, "Stay away," because I'm sick. So therefore, I do it here, but I don't do it there. So therefore, whatever human condition you created, don't believe they are real. We are creating, we created them for our convenience. So therefore, this Christmas time, I think most important in kindness and compassion. One time when I was in Florida, one lady told me, "Bhante, it is totally right, giving gifts, giving material things, we cannot make people 100% happy. We cannot. Always they find something wrong in the gift." So I asked, why you say that? So Bhante, every Christmas night, my family come together. There is a cousin of my family. She come to our Christmas party, make it ruin. Whole our Christmas party make it ruin last 20 years. I asked, what is going on there? Every time when she come to Christmas party in the family, she bring a balance sheet, like a balance sheet. So then I ask, for what? So Christmas gift. So 10 years ago, my mother gave me a gift. The value is a $25. But I gave her 50. My brother gave me 20, I gave him 30. So always I give more, they gave me less. So what she did, she made the balance sheet for that. 10, 15 years gift giving. Always she make terrible and miserable our Christmas night, always she is receiving less. Now think about what happened to this beautiful Christmas. So therefore, what I'm asking you, based on these conditioned things, don't believe your contentment, your inner joy based on that. No, I think more human qualities has to come together. Otherwise, this Christmas is useless after you spend your money. Any thoughts about the Christmas? How you are going to celebrate Christmas now? You have any? Okay. Yeah.
My husband, you know, and my two cousins. And I noticed that as I every year start giving gifts to my family, which I usually do just something, and I've noticed that there's on occasion, if they can't afford to give me one, they feel bad. So
right.
I give them a gift and they actually don't feel happy. They
right.
feel sad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is Mm-hmm. Just think of it. It's like, I wish there was a way for me to restore their happiness and so that they don't continue to be unhappy. Because I want to keep giving them a gift. Mm-hmm. I love giving it. You know? Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like I should stop giving a gift because I don't want to make them unhappy. What is something I could tell them to give them a little, but not sound judgmental, condemning?
So, I can see here when you give something here in this country, always you feel responsible. I have to give it too. I think it's a human condition, right? So what I'm telling people when I give something, I said, thank you so much allowing me to give. So therefore, don't try to give me back. So already you gave me, that means accepting my gift. That's another best gift. Because without you accepting my gift, how am I going to practice it? Therefore, already you gave me a gift. So therefore, help them to understand different ways. So the only material things, it is not. It is not only material things. I think, sometimes people are giving maybe couple thousand values of things as a gift for a person. But maybe that person is looking for a hug. Not the $1,000 value gift card, right? So I think you are maybe looking for a, real loving hug. I think sometimes more than the money, that hug is better. Why is that? More material thing we have in our life, sometimes more than other countries, we have things here. Why we need more? So therefore, give something loving, kind, compassionate, and give a smile. How beautiful that gift. So how many times, even yesterday somebody, I don't know, I hear it all the time, thank you so much for smiling to me. I hear it all the time from the people when I'm smiling. People say, thank you so much for smiling to me. I think more than money, people feel that smile is more important to people. So what are the other thoughts you have? Right. That's beautiful. Yeah, they are thinking all the material, right? Yeah. Anything else?
I relate to what you're talking about money. And what I did, I started doing the stuff because I can't do it before. I give puppets like an orange or anything. So nobody feels obliged to, it's a gift. So they still feel good that I still thought of them, but am I giving something that has to balance the scales? They don't have to give it back.
Yeah, exactly. I remember there was a person always come and give me a ride to airport long time ago. Always this person, when he come to my house to pick me, always he brings me just one apple. And he wash it, put in the Ziploc bag, and always giving it to me before I take, trip. Bhante, this is an apple for you. In the beginning, I was thinking, apple, right? Then later I realized his heart is there in that apple. So therefore, every time when I take that apple, I felt so much love and caring. So even when I eat that apple at the airport, with my intention, I feel the heart of that person in that apple. It is not the money. That intention is very powerful. So therefore, what I'm asking you during this holiday season, bring your intention together. It is very important to bring your intention together. People easily get upset and wounded and get angry, more expectations. So, yeah.
I think giving a gift doesn't always have to be materialistic.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a time when everybody's so busy.
Uh-huh.
Giving a gift of time,
uh-huh.
of giving somebody an experience.
Right.
And it could be as simple as say, let's have dinner together. It is my invitation.
Right.
To treat you. But it is like you consciously select to spend time with the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's so sad, right? How material things are really powerful in this society now. Everything count on the material things, not the qualities. So therefore, the qualities is very important right now. So what I'm asking you this morning, now Christmas is coming, please change that attitude in your family. And so one family called me and said, every Christmas they go to downtown, in Chicago downtown, they are feeding homeless people. You know, they don't buy gift for each other. So they are putting, you know, one collection, they go to downtown area, they are giving things to all the homeless people. So always we can do things lovingly and kindly and helping more people. So whoever need help. Okay, anything else? Okay, yes.
When my daughter was little and she didn't have any money, she made me a coupon book.
Okay.
And so I could like tear out a coupon if I needed a hug or if I wanted her to do the dishes one day. Or, you know, just simple little things, but I still have it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Please teach those good things to your children. Otherwise, you know, one day our children also frustrated like us. If you can change now, that means you are giving the best Christmas gift to the world, right? Helping our children. Okay, anybody new here today? New people, please raise your hand. Okay, please introduce yourself.
My name is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. Welcome to Blue Lotus. Anybody new? Hi, Andrew. Welcome. Anybody?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Not new to me, but new to the Blue Lotus. So, anybody new? Okay.
I'm Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. Okay, Christmas shopping. Right. Okay, everybody. So, this during the holiday season, you know, today, 16 is our last day. We are doing the meditation class. That temple meditation classes we are not doing because monastics go into the different direction. And also during this holiday season, I'm doing a couple of online classes. So if you are interested, you can join over the Zoom. I'm doing many different parts of the world. And because Monday I'm going to Hawaii again for this year. So most of the classes I will do from Hawaii. Online classes. So if you are interested, please join. I will see you there. Okay. So thank you so much, everybody. Please stand up.